Three points to consider before setting your SPF record to all. Hard fail. The article emphasizes the importance and potential pitfalls of using the all hard fail mechanism in SPF sender policy framework records for email security. While this strict setting helps prevent email spoofing by rejecting any unauthorized emails sent on behalf of a domain, it must be implemented carefully to avoid unintended consequences. Three critical considerations are highlighted. Impact on forwarding and legacy systems. When emails are forwarded, especially via older systems, the recipient server sees the forwarder's IP instead of the original sender's. Without sender rewriting scheme, SRS, this can cause SPF checks to fail, resulting in legitimate emails being rejected. Business critical email deliverability. Rushing to apply a hard fail without first testing with soft fail can block essential communications. Emails from third-party services, CRMs, or marketing platforms not listed in the SPF record may be rejected, potentially leading to missed sales, lost customer trust, and damage to reputation. DNS lookup limit. SPF records have a 10 DNS lookup limit to ensure performance and security. Complex SPF records that exceed this limit can cause delivery failures or even be exploited for denial of service, DOS attacks. If hard fail is used in such scenarios, genuine emails might get rejected due to evaluation errors. To address DNS lookup issues, the article recommends using AutoSPF, an automatic SPF flattening tool that simplifies SPF records by converting indirect references, like include, into direct IP addresses, ensuring compliance with lookup limits and reliable email delivery. For further support, readers are encouraged to contact AutoSPF for guidance on SPF DKIM and DMARC configurations.